The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we spent a lot of time focusing on the negative things in...
You?
I'm not the only person here. Normally we'd be talking about relationship red flags. We want to talk about the green flags. Is this just guy green flags or either?
I think you guys can speak on
women,
but it's also generally humans. You know, like when you meet someone for the first time and you're like, just instantly, there's something about them that makes you go, yeah. Like you guys with me when we first met.
I don't recall getting even an inkling of that yet. Really?
No, right. Because if anything, it was the opposite, because you told him he looked like a herald or something.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
I don't think it was a herald.
It wasn't Harold.
Howard?
Roger?
Roger, maybe.
I don't know.
Anyway, Roger. I was kidding about that.
No, it's fine. I had forgotten that, Aaron. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I think you're due for your review here coming up. So,
3 month reviews.
What is the biggest green flag? I don't even know. Like, guys don't need green flags for girls. I don't know how to tell you this. I don't, because guys are like, she cute? Check.
You don't care if she's funny, if she's intelligent, if she's hardworking.
All pluses, but not.
She has to think I'm funny. That's my green
flag. What was the first thing that drew you to your wife?
She was cute.
Yep.
I
don't know what to tell you.
Okay, wait. Yeah. What about, and she you both could answer shirt. This. She was wearing a green shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You both could answer that.
I remember
answer
my ex-wife was wearing a yellow shirt first time I saw her. Like this bright yellow shirt. And I was like, wow.
So maybe it's to wear a good color shirt.
No, it's just dumb. What I'm saying is, I love this topic because I want to hear how few green flags I actually exhibit on a daily basis.
Yeah, I wouldn't say any of the ones in my mind are ones that you present in a partner.
But I just don't think boys need them as much as girls need them. Boys really do. At the beginning, I think we eventually need them. But we don't think green flag at the front.
When you are getting to a point where you're like, wow, I could have children with this woman, like what's the green flag there? And you both have children.
Feel like it was my decision. Not in a bad way, but I just say it wasn't like, you know what? It was just like.
You fell in love with her and that was that.
Yeah, she's kind of the boss, I would say.
I weirdly do.
No.
Okay.
I remember like her having genuine compassion in some situations where I didn't have.
That is your green flag.
Yes.
Hers. I'm sorry.
Right.
Not
like
yours.
I just remember going like, whoa. Like when kids are being annoying or whatever. And like, you're just like, okay, other people's children. You're like, just before we had kids. I'm just like, I just wanted to walk around the room and go thump, thump, get all these children
you
out
wanted to,
of my way.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? When just kids children. Are just, ah. And like, and she was just so patient and compassionate. I was like, whoa.
Interesting.
What's that? You know what I mean?
It's alarming that you did have two kids.
Well, yeah. I know. I love
my kids.
Children. My children are awesome. But like, sometimes you get it. Come on, Hack. Other people's kids.
No, for sure. Because I remember holding my friend's kid. And then afterwards, I was like, I'm going to like our kid more than that. Right?
Oh my God.
It's so different for boys.
Like, oh great. Okay. Like take it. Take it. Get it away. I'm good.
Interesting.
And she wasn't. You're right. She was more.
But there is a thing that is probably a green flag for girls. If your man holds somebody else's kid and like doesn't have that give it back right away vibe.
Yes.
It's probably a huge green flag. So because I think guys sometimes will fake that just to trick you into thinking we had a green flag.
Okay. Well, with my fiance, we went and visited all my siblings and all their kids. We'd only been dating for like 2 months. And it was a huge green flag to watch him show interest in the kids. He wanted to hang out with them. I have photos of him helping teach one of them to golf. Like, and he's doing the thing like
that's
like the dad thing.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. And it just warmed my soul. So that was a big green flag. So slap
eerily
now, you can
similar.
Just work on doing that around women. And
no, so fake it like Dane did.
Yeah.
He's not, he didn't
oh, yeah,
fake
he's
it.
Faking
no.
It. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Bring some kids on your dates. What are you doing?
we're just going to swing by this daycare okay. so I can help a kid
of course,
on his golf
you
swing.
You took it too far. I'm looking at you too, T-Hack.
Hack, can I borrow one of your kids? I got a date coming up in a couple months.
I don't know where they are.
Oh, my gosh. Right,
for real, we want to hear your legit green flags. What's the greenest green flag somebody has ever given to you? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I always say that I trust a dog and their like trust of a human. So if a dog likes them, big green flag.
Rub
hamburger
on your
hands. Like if a dog prefers them to other people around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. I can't wait. You know what? This is a good, we could do this test actually with Slacker and T-Hack because my dog Swanson, the last few guests we've had, he's obsessed with the men.
Yeah, so your dog will love me. I am a dog whisperer.
I'll let all dogs Swanson love me. Tell you.
If your dog doesn't love me, there's something wrong with your dog.
And there could be.
It's kind of like those videos when you set down like a red lightsaber and a blue lightsaber.
Yes.
Pick one.
Yeah, and we'll have them pick between the two boys.
Yeah.
You can have them.
Stay away.
But here's the weird thing. Like my dogs are the exact opposite. They are the worst. Like they go to my buddy Ben, my buddy Mark. These are despicable men.
These are
not good men.
Do they give them food?
No, I don't know. Like Ben doesn't really like dogs. And Moxie's just like, yoink, and jumps up on his lap. And I'm like, and then he just kind of pets her. Like it's like, like weird. Like, yeah.
Hmm.
And like, so I think Moxie would like T-Hack, even though he has zero dog love energy.
Yeah, I have a meat smell to me sometimes. Like,
oh,
depends on where I'm coming from.
Ew.
All right, Erica, would you like to give us one more?
Other green flags, just like knowing what it's like to be a woman. Not knowing, sorry. Understanding. Having an understanding.
The bar is so high.
No, having an understanding and a compassion for things like periods and...
Can I just say this?
Heels.
This may sound really weird. I have so much compassion for that. I have always been the dude.
Are you like peacocking right now?
It's really strange because it's been weird in relationships where it's like, I'm so glad to not have to go through that.
Yeah, it's awful.
That I'm willing to do anything for you while it's happening. It's like, what do you need? I will get you ice cream. I will get you a heating pad. I will leave you alone. I will be next to you. I will do whatever. Like,
do you think
thank God
that
you have to do it.
You green flagged so hard with that you red flagged. Is it too much?
I don't because in the relationships I've been in, they're just like, wow, why do you care so much? I'm like, I'm just so grateful that
awful.
I don't have this.
That reminded me of another green flag for you, Slacker.
What?
Oh,
you don't really talk ish about your exes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't. That would be bad.
Everyone, like the major red flag is my ex was crazy.
Yes.
They were so crazy.
Oh,
that's why
my
we didn't work.
We're all crazy.
Okay. But you
still talk about them like with respect.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
green flag.
Yeah, I've got a green flag. Woo! Let's go. Woo! All right. Tell me more things I need to fake to get dates. Isn't that what we're doing here?
No!
That's what we're doing here. Green flags, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did I scare everybody away from the phones by asking for things I should fake to get dates?
Yeah,
probably.
Is that what I did?
Yeah. It's not about faking. It's about being who you are.
Being genuinely a green flag type person.
Right.
Rob?
Yay.
What's your green flag?
Well, going back to the whole guy thing, sexual innuendo early in the conversation is a big green flag.
Oh boy. I literally could throw up right now.
Okay, explain the context.
You know, wait, Rob, let me ask you a follow-up question.
Oh boy, I don't like how the energy
is. Is this a green flag of someone you are hoping to date, or is this a green flag of someone you're hoping to lay?
Well, yes and yes. I mean, some of the best... relationships I've ever had were, you know, it happened on the first date, and there's the ones that took months and it didn't work out any better. So I don't really see a correlation between having it just be an easy one or having it last a long time.
But you just like it if a girl...
I know she's into me. If she's making flirty stuff, I know that she is attracted to me, and that's a pretty basic thing.
The weird thing is, Erica, I don't want to say that.
What?
Because I think you're just going to be mad at me.
What?
I think you might be this girl. Because you are not a girly girl. Like, you are.
I am.
You are in some respects, but like, you can also.
I can play with the boys.
I don't think you landed the big burly man that you landed without having a little bit of a, like, number one, like, you're a football girl.
Yeah.
But would you
That's
make.
That's not a relations innuendo.
But like, I feel like you probably. Will someone bail me out of this?
No, like, I get what you're saying, but if I'm a woman dating a man and it's early on and like I'm just getting to know them, like, I'm actually not going innuendo because I want to be with, like, if I think I want to be with them a long time, it's like there's so much more to a relationship than that.
Yeah, but could you drop a "that's what she said" on a first date?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's where wheelhousing it, right? That's what she said, Rob. Then, that's close.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind, man. I was trying to give you an out.
I feel like he wants you to be like, "I want to rip your clothes off," kind of vibe.
That's not innuendo,
like,
though. That's direct. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it just mean you have good chemistry? Like, the conversation's going well, you're both comfortable, and you're loosening up a little bit?
Yeah, she says something, it's like, oh, okay, she digs me. She thinks I'm cute, you know? She makes this a little sex innuendo.
I want to ask him for an example, but also every fiber of my being says don't.
That's kind of what we were saying, though. As a guy, you just need them to like you. That's the green flag.
And yes, for them to want to maybe...
I think this one likes me.
Think about relations with you.
Like, my drink hasn't been thrown in my face yet.
This is great.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, we do have lots of texts.
Okay, go.
Couple cute ones. Rob, I think you're a good person. I know he's not here anymore, but...
He can still hear you.
I know. Like, I think you're a good person. But what are we doing?
No, but innuendo. It's like sometimes if you would just, like, if we're being literal, it's the green flag. Like,
I know.
We need that green flag. It's a green light.
And it's like you're playful. I get it. But at the same time, I don't know if I would want to do that on a first date. I'm still learning how comfortable you are and what boundaries I can.
But can I just say, like, I think Hack is sort of alluding to it. Like, I've been on a first date where you're like, I can't tell. I don't know if this is going well. Like, so we need some sort of sign. And then they'll laugh and touch your arm. You're like, there we go.
Perfect.
There we go. I need something. But it's it's adjacent to innuendo because you've upped the bar to touching. We can't be the first toucher. If we are, then it's like, oh my God, you're so funny. And then it's like, oh my God. It's like, you feel so weird. Like, there's this, like, no man's land between your hand and her, and you're like, you're launching your hand and be like, you're so funny, tap. Ugh. It's just, you have to do it. That you have to green light that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to read text. Someone says,
why have you left me out here high and dry now?
The innuendo thing is giving, I only care about relations, not this is a relationship.
But what if, I think it's giving that there is more to a relationship than just that part, but that's an important part. And if it's important to him, he's letting you know, this is important to me. And you're either on board or you're not. And if you seems like you're on board, that's a green flag. This is great.
Can somebody give me an example of what innuendo is? Because she's not saying.
I think what it is when you'd be on dating apps and it would go relations immediately.
Oh, the guy switched so fast. Oh,
and it feels like that's what he wants.
Oh, gross. Gross.
Gross.
100%.
Or they're like, here's a pick of me in gray sweatpants. Right. And you're like, I don't care.
But like, you start it. Like, if you say something like.
Me starting it says this is one night. Not from personal experience.
Can somebody give me an example of innuendo? It's like not so direct. You just got to say something just like, oh, that was my nickname in high school. It's like some weird little thing. And you're like, oh, yeah. I could have given Joey Chestnut a run for his money. And you're like, oh, that's a hot dog thing. I get it.
Okay, well, like the funny ones, sign me up.
That's all we're asking.
But like, I Googled it, an example, and it says, we need to go deeper. And I'm like, if I said that on a first date and was given a wink,
it's just your weird California vocal fry thing.
We need to go deeper. Okay, can I read a couple of texts now? One says, when he fixes your hair before taking your picture. Very good. Like, if it's like frizzy or it looks wrong or something, and he's like,
definitely not a first date move, but just a green flag
just
overall.
A green flag. Like, oh, we would be taking a picture together on the first date.
Very true. Big green flag for me when I first started dating my husband. I noticed that he called his parents every Sunday. This was before cell phones, and always ended the call with "I love you."
Aww. Aww.
Every Sunday is so such a good amount of boundaries, yeah, too. It's not every day.
I call my mom every day.
Yeah, but your mom's That's older. Different. It's so yeah. different. It's so different.
You're kind of their boss, too, so it is different.
Forget it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.